आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदांत सिद्धांत गोचरं तम गोचरं गोविंदं परमानंदं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोस्म्यहम्।
In last session we discussed verses 407 to 411 and the topic being discussed is Atmavichar, contemplation. Shankaracharya is telling us, do vichar. In verse number 407, it is said the distinction between rope and snake is because of delusion. The distinction between rope and snake is because of delusion. Actually speaking, snake is not at all there, and the snake cannot exist without rope. The existence is lent by rope to snake. Snake has got no independent existence. Snake cannot exist without rope. Same way, this whole world is also a superimposition, like snake is a superimposition on rope. Same way, the whole world is superimposition on the substratum, which is Brahman or Satchit Anand. So he says it's identical. Superimposition is identical with the substratum. So in case we want to reach substratum, what we have to do? Negate. Negate what? Negate substratum. Negate superimposition. Negate superimposition. And then you will reach substratum. Then in verse number 408, it was said, Chitta Mulo Bikalpoyam. This apparent universe has its root in mind. We have seen. When the mind is empty, the world is there. When the mind is not there, world is not there. In deep sleep, there is no world. Therefore, mind is world. And earlier, Shankaracharya has said, mind is ignorance. Mind is ignorance. In mind itself is all this bondage and mokta. Liberation is also there only. So what is to be done? Therefore dissolve mind. Same thing we have studied in Rupadesar. Manasam to kim marga ne krite. Then what you'll find? Naiva manasam. It's not there. So how to dissolve mind? It said by fixing it on the most subjective self. Pratyak rupe paratmani. Pratyak rupe paratmani. Dissolve the mind into that self. In Upadesar we have seen what is mind? Mind is flow of thought. And this thought is of two types. Idam vritti, aham vritti. Aham vritti is also a vritti. Both this idam vritti and aham vritti is illumined by suddha aham. That also is there. So when idam vritti and aham vritti are removed, what will remain there? Illuminator of those vrittis will be there. In Keno Upanishad we saw the same thing. So here Shankaracharya is also saying, what you should do? Dissolve your mind. Where? In that self, in that paratmani. So how to establish mind in the Supreme Atman? So 409, 10, 11. Three verses Shankaracharya is giving us. And perhaps he has given us about 27 indicators, you know. 27 characteristics. 27 natures. 27 in three verses. Hridi kalayati vidvan brahma purnam samadho. Through samadhi, the wise realizes the infinite Brahman in his own heart. How is realizing? Kimapi. When you reach there, you cannot describe it. Kimapi, what it is? Inexplicable. Nobody could define till this date what is Brahman. How can you define? You have transcended your mind and intellect. Not available. Kimapi satat bodham, the essence of eternal knowledge, keval ananda rupam, nature of bliss, nirupam, unparalleled. I cannot give you a upama of the Atman. We cannot give. Unparalleled. Ativelam, beyond limitation, nitya mukta, ever free, niriham, free of activity. Brahman has got no body, so therefore it can't act. Niravadi gaganabham. If we want to give an example from this worldly thing, we will say it is like limitless space. Limitless space. Niskalam, indivisible, without any parts, without any limbs. Nirvikalpam, absolute. Prakriti vikriti sunyam, devoid of cause and effect. Bhavanatitam bhavam, as reality beyond fancy. Samrasam, homogeneous. It's not priya more than pramod, three types of sukh being experienced. Homogeneous, samarasam, asamanam, matchless. Matchless. Mana sambandha duram, beyond all proofs. Nigam vachana siddham, established by the declaration of shastra. We can understand. We can understand experience by the vachan, by the words of shastra. Nityam, eternal, asmat prasiddham, self-established. Does not need help of anything else. Ajar, never decaying. Amar, immortal. Asta abhava vastu sarupam, as a positive entity. It's not that we are not able to grasp with our senses. It's not there. No. It is a positive entity. Stamit salila rasi prakyam, it is like a calm ocean. Akhyam vivinam, no name, nameless. But you will say, we call it Brahman. Brahman is an adjective. Brihattat iti Brahman. Is that not the name of Brahman? No name is required for Brahman because only one is there. Why do you require name? For transaction purpose. Abu akela hai, how he will transact with others? No name is required. Samit gun vikaram, where vikar of gun is quiet and saswatam, eternal, santam, peaceful, ekam. Only one is there. Okay. But we all know it's not an object. We cannot experience Atman on Brahman as an object. Hey, mere ko dikhao test to me whether Atman is there or not. No, we can't show you. But we can experience, we all experience our own existence. We experience, I exist. It is within. And same thing it is said, and we use different words. Hridi, here Shankaracharya is saying Hridi. In other places you will find Hrit Pundarikam, Hride Guha, or Hridi. These words you will find, same meaning. In Ramayana also you will find Urprerak Raghuvansa Vibhushan. Urprerak is inside. From inside is controlling Urprerak. Another place also in Ramayana is said, As Prabhu Hriday Akshat Vikari Sakal Jeeva Jagat Deena Dukari. He is all of us. With all of us, he is with us only. He is Ananda Swarup. But how are we feeling? Always sorrowful. Always sorrowful. And what is the cause of sorrow? We have not tuned ourselves to that antaratma, pratyagatma, inner self. We are not tuned. We are not identified with that. We are identified with other than atma. Other than Atma is rest of the thing. And the rest of thing will always give me sukh. This is our understanding. Our understanding is that other than Atma, everything will give me sukh. And whole life we are trying to get sukh from Anatma. And we all are unsuccessful. We all are failed in that. We never got it. Aaj tak to mila nahi hai, aage bhi nahi milega. Okay. Then Shankaracharya says in 412.
Samahitantah karana swarupe.
Vilokayatmana khanda vaibhavam. Vichindi bandham bhavagandha ganditam.
Vichindi bandham bhavagandha ganditam.
Yatnena pumstam sabhali kuruswa.
Yatnena pumstam sabhali kuruswa.
Samahitantah karana swarupe vilokayatmanaya khanda vaibhavam vichindi bandham bhavagandha ganditam yatnena pumstam sabhali kurushva.
Samahit antah karana swarupe vilokaya. Shankaracharya is saying samahit. Samahit means quietened mind. Antah karan, mind, intellect, equipment, antahkaran, samahit antahkaran with the quietened mind. Then, swarupe, bilokaya, swarup, apna rup. What is that apna rup, swarup? It's inside. Bilokaya, see. It is so close to us that we are not seeing it. So close to us. See what? That tattva. What tattva? Atmanam akhanda vaibham, undying splendor or infinite splendor. This is glory of Atma. Glory of Atma.
It is with us. It is Ananda Swarup, but we are not experiencing it. It will give me permanent Anand, but we all are suffering. All of us, we are suffering.
And how is Vaibhav? Akhanda Vaibhav. Akhanda Vaibhav. Infinite glory. We sometimes get glory also, sometimes. How? I have become CEO of a big company. vaibhav. But when you retire, what happens to your vaibhav? All gone. Khatam, sab khatam. This happens to president, prime minister, or any authority in the world. So long you are in the power, vaibhav is there. Moment you step down, vaibhav is gone. So whatever vaibhav we get in this world is all temporary only. But if you do Sravan Manan Nididhyasan, then we come to know about that Atma, we experience it, and that will be our permanent Mahima, permanent glory. Okay. Vichinda Bandham Bhavam. But how we should reach? Vichindi, cut off this bondage. Cut off this bondage. We are all identified, bound with our BMI. Shankaracharya says, Vichindi. Vichindi. How this bondage is there? Because of our past birth vasana, they are coming from many, many lives. Many, many lives. Vichindi. Bhavagandaganditam. 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 Smell of vasana, which is coming from previous birth. Bhavagandaganditam. So it is foul smelling. Bondage is smelling badly. So what is to be done? Our atmosphere of our mind is not good. It has to be changed. We experience stress, tension, worry, sorrow. This is all because of that bhava ganda ganditam. It is because of our vasana. If we destroy that vasana, vichindi, vasana ko khatam kar do. What is this vasana? It's avidya. The moment avidya is gone, what will happen? Mukti. Mukti. The moment you remove snake, all the fear of snake is gone. The moment we remove the superimposition of this jagat, sansar, which is giving us sorrow, what will happen? All sorrow gone. Khatam. Okay. So, Vichindi, don't cut your neck. Don't cut your neck. What is to be cut? Identification. Identification is to be cut, or remove this vasana, remove desire, remove karma, vasana, kama, karma. Earlier, Shankaracharya said, vasana, kama, karma. How this is to be done? Yatnena punstam sapali kurusva. Yatnena, you have to put in effort. Don't think it will come one day automatically. It will never come. It will never come. Yatnena, we have to put in effort. Punstvam, where? In this human birth. Not in any other form. Punstvam. Safali kuruswa, fulfill, do it now. Do it now. By great effort, make your human birth fruitful. Use this life to achieve the goal, otherwise life will go waste. The purpose of life, only one purpose. Remove this vasana and get Paramatma. In our BMI chart, remove this V. That is only one job given by Paramatma in the human birth. Remove V, remove avidya, remove vasana, and reach Paramatma. So utilize this birth gifted to us by the Lord. In verse number 4, we have seen, Vivek Chudamani. Labdha kathamchit narjanma durlabham tatrapi punstam shruti paradarsam. Labdha, somehow we got the human birth. Mil gaya humko narjanma, which is durlab. It is very rare. Don't think you get easily. Durlabham. Tatrapi punstam, and then you have got the manliness. You have got the qualities. Manliness, punstam doesn't mean that only the man has got these qualities. A man can be female if he does not have these qualities, or a female can be a male if we have got the qualities. Shruti paradarsanam, and you are able to listen, shravan also you are doing about the Vedanta. Tastvapi
yastu atma muktau na yatet murdhi. And even after that, if we are not trying for the liberation, then Shankaracharya ji, sahi atma, ha, you are killing yourself, you are committing suicide. In Isavasa Upanishad also same thing was there. Swam bihanti asat grihan. So how you are killing yourself? By you are holding on to asat, anatma. You are not living. Asat grihat. What we are supposed to hold? Sat. There is only two things, sat and asat. We are all holding on to asat. Holding on to asat. Okay. And in Atmabodh we have seen, yat labhat na apara labha. After getting this Atmatata, there is nothing more to be gained. Nothing more to be gained. Etat buddhva buddhiman syat kritkritya cha bharata in Bhagavad Gita. After you get this, after that you become kritkritya, fulfilled. Fulfilled. With the worldly things, we never became fulfilled, never became fully contented. But with this, it will. Therefore, it is said, Atmabhari drashtabhya, srotabhya, mantabhya, nididhyasitabhya. Vridharanakumita said, oh, you should know this Atman. How? Srotabhya. Don't think by self-study I will get it. No, you will not get it. Why? Because the words are so mystic. Unless somebody tells you, here Atman means Atma, here Atman means body, here Atman means mind, here Atman means buddhi. How you will come to know? You will sit with a dictionary, Atma, oh, Atma kaha, oh, I want to apply this meaning. It won't happen. Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, and all these scriptures are mystical. You get the knowledge in Guru, Sishya, Parampara. Then it will open up. Otherwise, it will not. So Shankaracharya ji is giving advice, instruction, order as how to make our life successful in verse 413. But first we will see what our Gurudev says about this. Having quietened the mind and the intellect. The mind is to be quietened first. Come to experience the endless glory of this self. In order to experience this, destroy all your contacts with the obnoxious order of worldly contact, meaning withdraw yourself from all your identifications. Mark the word identification. He is not telling that you leave your world, go to Himalaya. Only we have to leave the identification. We can stay with our family, with wealth and everything, but don't identify. So, withdraw yourself from all your identification with the object, the body, the mind and the intellect, all of which are created as a result of the vasana. So then the bhavaganda ganditam means sansar vasana vasitam, that means a jnana. The V in our BMI chart is to be removed. V is what? Avidya, ignorance. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of our true nature. What is our true nature? We are Brahman, we are Satchidananda. We don't know this thing. Detach yourself completely from the worldly lives, stinking with the foul odor of change and sensuality. This cannot be done easily. A lot of effort has to be made. Hence the teacher says, yatnena, by striving, constantly beat, until you are redeemed from all the attachments. Itna hi kaam karna hai. You have to remove attachments, that identification, that's all. With the world around, thus fulfill your manhood, your human birth, your goal of life, fulfill the very program of evolution. 413.
Sarvopadhi vinir muktam.
Sarvopadhi vinir muktam.
Satchidananda madvayam.
Satchidananda madvayam.
Bhavayatmanam atmastham.
भावयात्मानमात्मस्थं
न भूय कल्पसे ध्वने न भूय कल्पसे ध्वने सर्वोपाधि विनिर्मुक्तं सच्चिदानन्दमद्वयं भावयात्मानमात्मस्थं न भूय कल्पसे ध्वने.
Shankaracharya is advising us. What is to be done? Come to the second line. Bhavayah atmanam atmastham. Bhavayah, meditate. Bhavayah, meditate. Upon whom? Atmanam. Upon Atma. Where is this Atma? Atmastham. Residing in yourself. No? Residing in ourselves, the Atman. He said, meditate on your Atman. How? Sarva upadhi binirmuktam. Sarva upadhi binirmuktam. Which is beyond all limiting upadhi. Upadhis. All limiting upadhis. How many upadhis we have got? Panchakos or sarir tray. These are upadhis. Go beyond this thing. What you will find? Satchidanandam advayam. Sat. Chit, Anand, Advaya, non-dual, we'll get Satchidanand. If we go beyond Upadhi, we all know this Upadhi has got two things, Atma and Anatma. Shankaracharya say, go beyond Anatma. What is this Anatma? Gross body, subtle body, and the causal body. What will you get? You will get Atman, Satchidanand. What will I get, Shankaracharya? You are telling me to do all these things. What is the fruit? Kya milega? Na bhuya kalpase adhvane. Na bhuya, not again. Kalpase will be qualified. Adhvane means for sansar, for janma mrityu. You will not be qualified for janma mrityu. You come out from the cycle of birth and death. So bhava, O brother, meditate, think, contemplate, sit alone. Atmanam atmastham. As some of you are chairastham, some of you are sitting on the floor, floorastham. Similarly, you become atmanastham. You sit there. Meditate on that atma. Where is that? Sarvupadi binirmuktam. It is beyond your gross body. Subtle body, causal body, or panchakos, annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, and anandamaya kos, or beyond your upadhi. Upadhi, sometimes we say, na, we say, who are you? I am a graduate. I am a master degree holder. I am PhD. These are all upadhis. After the name, you write these upadhis. So beyond this upadhi, and what is this Atman? Satchidanand, Advayam, Ekam, Advitiyam. Ekam Advitiyam, this Atman is there. Na bhuya kalpase advane. Never you will come under the sway of janma and mrityu. Why? Because you have realized. Realized what? Our true nature. I am not an Atma. Who am I? I am Atma. What is this anatma? It's all changing and perishable. In ignorance, we have identified with anatma and we don't know atma. And once you realize, what will happen? Na jayate mriyate va kadachit. What you have realized? This you have realized. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit, which is never born. That Brahman is never born. Mriyate na mriyate, will never die. Kadachit nayam bhutva bhavitavana bhuye. After having been, he again ceases not to be, he never ceases. Khatam hi nahi hota hai phir. Ajo, unborn, nitya, eternal, swasvato yam purana, swasvato permanent, and purana, most ancient. Na hanyate hanyamane sarire. Even when the body is killed, Atman is not killed. You can kill your body. You cannot kill your Atman. We cannot kill Atman. Same thing we find. This is you will find in Kathopanishad. Na jayate mriyate. In Bhagavad Gita also it is there. But a little bit different.
At another place, Bhagwan says, Mam upetya tu kaunteya punarjanma na vidyate. If you get me, if you come to me, after that, no punarjanma. Same thing. In Chandogya Upanishad, he says, nasa punaravartate. Gurudev says, liberating yourself from all the equipment, the BMI, the gross, subtle, and the causal bodies, meditate upon the non-dual existence, knowledge, and bliss, which is your own self. Meditation thus consists of two aspects, a total withdrawal from the equipments and their interpretations, that means withdraw from anatma, and turning the entire quietened mind to the contemplation of the self, which is of the nature of pure bliss. Disidentify from anatma and identify with atma, which is of the nature of pure bliss. As a result of such a deep and serene contemplation in the hushed silence of the mind, you awake to the higher. Such an individual will never return to the realm of birth and death. No more will he be crushed by the wheel of change. In all Upanishads, we find the insistence that having awakened to the infinite, there is no return, there is no change ever again possible. Now, Shankaracharya is giving an example to show us we are not this body. He's giving an example, beautiful example. So we are entering into the topic number 68. There are 77 topics in Vivek Churamani. We have covered 67 topics. 10 are remaining. 11. No, 68 is the... After that 68, 10 will remain. Okay. Give up perception. 414.
Chayeva pumsa paridrishamanam.
Chayeva pumsa paridrishamanam.
Abhasa rupena phalanubhutya.
Abhasa rupena phalanubhutya.
Sharira marat shabhavat nirastam. Sharira marat shabhavat nirastam. Punarna sandhata idam mahatma. Punarna sandhata idam mahatma. Chayeva pumsa paridreshamanam. Abhasa rupena phalanubhutva. Phalanubhutya. Shariramarat shabhavat nirastam. Punarna sandhata idam mahatma.
Chayaiva punsa. Chayaiva punsa. Punsa means man's. Chayaiva. This body is like a shadow. This body is like a shadow. Paridrishyamanam, which is being seen. Abhas rupena, it is an appearance. Why? Phalanubhutya, owing to our effect of the past karma. Why we have got this body? Because of the past karma fructified. Phalanubhutya. Sariram arat savat nirastam. Nirastam and a cast off. Throw away this body. How? Savavat. As a corpse. Savavat. Arat at to a distance. Phenk do isko dur. Kisko? Sariram, this body. Then he says, puna na sandhatte idam mahatma. Puna again, na sandhatte. Don't identify with this. Don't identify with this body. And who is such person? Mahatma. So once the body has been cast off like a corpse, the wise person has no attachment to it. Though like a shadow, it is still visible as appearance owing to the effect of the past action. Mahatma punana sandhate. Mahatma does not attach with body. When Mahatma realized that this body is not real. This body is not real. Real means what? real is that which stays in three periods of time. This body never stays in three periods of times. Before birth it was not there, after death it will not be there. Therefore this body is not real. It is unreal. And it is an avas appearance only, hence he does not identify with the body. He is not killing body. Don't misunderstand. He does not identify. So how he looks at his body? Chaya eva punsa paridrishyamanam abhas rupena phalanubhutya. The body is abhas, an appearance. It is not real. It is just like when we see our reflection in the mirror. Is the reflection real in the mirror? No, it's not real. So the body which looks like solid, it is like a shadow, chaya. It's comparing with a chaya as a shadow. Chaya is not real. When there is no light, there is no shadow. When the sun is right on the top of the head, no shadow. So what is this shadow? It is play of light only. It is play of light only. When there is no light, no shadow. Or when the sun is right on the head, no shadow. So it is not really there. So sometimes we find our shadow when you walk. Here you can't walk, you know, on the streets. If you walk on Indian street, on both sides you will find gutter. Either it is a pakka gutter or a kacha gutter, all filth there. And sometimes you will find you are walking on the road and your shadow is in the gutter. Are you affected with that? Or you are walking, a cycle wala is coming and passing over your shadow. Are you affected? Or other person is tramping your shadow, overtaking you. Are you affected? No. We are not affected. Suppose we are all intelligent people. We never get attached to chaya. Suppose you get attached to chaya. Suppose you will never come out of your room. Somebody will stamp it. Or it will fall in gutter. You will never come. If you identified with chaya, you will never come out of it. Your room. So what we have to do? Shankaracharya says, do vivek. Chaya, kaya vivek. Chaya, shadow. Kaya, body. Earlier we have seen many vivek, you know. Atmanatma vivek, panchakos vivek, sarir traya vivek, drigadrishya vivek, atmanatma vivek. A different type of vivek. Now here Shankaracharya says, chaya, kaya vivek karo. Kaya is never affected by the acts of chaya, own experience. Now he says, now you applied this chaya kaya vivek on atma and your body. Atma is kaya and body is chaya. Apply this example. What is the example? I am this body and there is a shadow. I am not affected by the any act of the shadow. If the shadow is suffering, I am not affected. We don't even take notice of it. What is happening to chaya, to shadow? Now apply, think that atma is kaya and the body is chaya. Body is chaya. This way, chaya vipunsa paridrishyamanam. This way we should do the vivek. Then, Shankaracharya says, if you are not able to do it, you know, chaya kaya vivek, do you know what is the cause? Cause is maya. If I am not able to do this vivek of chaya and kaya, it is because of maya. Maya is not allowing us to reach to Atman. And it always does this, and we are all under the sway of maya. We study what is Atman, Atman, we all know what is Atman. We all know. but very difficult. And wise man knows that why this body is there? Because to experience the fruit of past actions. Phalanubhutya. So he uses this vehicle to reach the goal, hence he does not get attached to it. Now goal is very clearly we have understood. What is our goal? That we should realize the Paramatma in this life. And where is this Paramatma? Seated in our own body. Where in the body? We know his address also. It is in the mind and intellect. Antakaran is there. How to reach it? That also Shankaracharya told us. That go beyond your three bodies. Go beyond that. You will find it there. Sariram arat savat nirastam. Why is cast of body like a corpse? On realization, he considers it is a chaya sarir. After realizing that I am that Brahman. And this body is like a chaya, it's a shadow. I should not give that much importance to it. So Shankaracharya will be using more strong words about this body in the next verse. But before that, let us see in the last paragraph. Gurudev says, such a man of realization considers his body as a disgusting corpse. Like a dead body, he rejects it as something unholy to be discarded and destroyed. Having rejected the body, which is an illusion, as disgusting, awful, and unholy, the Mahatma who has realized the self no more comes back to identify with it. Don't think a Mahatma who has realized he will throw away his body, he will kill his body. No. He will never come to identify with it. Understand very clearly. The Shastra again and again says, disidentified with an Atma. Next, 415.
Satata vimala bodha, satata vimala bodha, ananda rupam samitya. Ananda rupam samitya. Tada jaramala rupa. Tada jaramala rupa. Upadhimetam sudure. Atha punarapinaisha. Smaryatam vanta vastu. Smarana vishaya bhutam. Kalpate kutsanaya. Satata vimala bodha. Ananda rupam samitya. Tada jadamala rupa. Upadhimetam sudure. Atha punarapinaisha smaryatam vantavastu smarana vishaya bhutam kalpate kutsanaya.
Satatam vimala bodha ananda rupam sametya. Sametya means having realized. Having realized what? Satata, eternal. Vimala bodha ananda rupam. Vimala. Vimala means pure. Ananda rupam. Vimala bodh, pure knowledge, and which is ananda rupam, which is bliss. So having realized, then what is to be done? Tejya, throw. What? Jalamala rupa upadhim. Jala. This upadhi, this gross body, subtle body, causal body, what is this? It is jala, inert. Mala rupa. It is impure. Atman is pure. Vimala. And how is this anatma? This sarira? Mala. It is impure, upadhi. Etam sudure. Kitna dur bhejte hain? Bolo, dur bhejdo. Sudur. Tej. Throw it away. Then he cautions. Atha punapi na ese smartam vantavastu. And then, atham is then, punapi anymore, Na esa smartam, don't remember it again. Don't remember, don't identify it again, which we have thrown. Love, how? Vantavastu, like a vomiting thing. Once you throw out, after that, do you want to identify that? When it was inside, you were identified with it. Vantavastu, you have vomited it. We don't want to see, even touch it. Foul smelling. Same way. Then he says, if you remember, smaranam visaya bhutam kalpate kutsanaya. When remember, what will happen? Kalpate, you become cause of disgust. Again, if you identified with this body, what will happen? Again, sorrow will come. We all know very clearly the principle behind it. Who is giving us sorrow? An atma, body. Gross body, subtle body, causal body is giving me sorrow. What he's saying? He's saying throw away, disidentify with it. If you again identify, what will you get? Again the sorrow will come. Sidha kama hai. So eternal, unsullied knowledge and bliss, thus realizing the Atman, fling far away this body which is inert and impure. Then think of it no more, for thing vomited brings only disgust when it is remembered. Samitya, having known, realized the nature of Satchidanand. Who am I? I am Brahman. I am Satchidanand. Satata bimola bodh ananda rupam, absolute knowledge. Ananda rupam, I am bliss. Jalamala rupa upadhi. We think this body is very sundar. We spend a lot of time to beautify. And what Shankara is saying, are it to mal hai. Many places he has said it is a bundle of filth. Earlier he has said, open up your stomach and you will find what is all there inside. It's all filth. So inside, outside also. Outside also, it is foul smelling when you perspire and all that. We have to take bath every day. In India, maybe 2 times a day. Otherwise, nobody can sit next to you. Only in the screen it is possible, all you are sitting. In one screen, I find only in how much is 2 feet by 3 feet? 25 people are sitting here. Sudure, throw it far away. Atha punapi esa smartam vantavastu. If you again think about this vantavastu, it's an impure thing, it will bring you sorrow, it will give you stress, tension and everything. Okay, Gurudev says, in the last 2 verses, Shankar has emphasizing the idea that the man of perfection never cares for his body. He has nothing but abhorrence for the body concept. Whenever it appears in his cognition, the same idea is extended in the next 2 verses, and Shankar tries to give the logic behind it. Why a man of perfection develops an attitude of utter negligence and supreme indifference toward his physical existence has been explained in this verse. Next.
Samulametat paridaya vannau.
Samulametat paridaya vannau.
Sadatmani brahmani nirvikalpe.
Sadatmani brahmani nirvikalpe.
Tatasvayam nitya vishuddha bodha. Tatasvayam nitya vishuddha bodha. Anandatmanatishtati vidvarishtaha. Anandatmanatishtati vidvarishtaha. Samulametat paridaya vannau. Sadatmani brahmani nirvikalpe. Tatasvayam nitya vishuddha bodha. Anandatmanatishtati vidvarishtaha.
Paridahya. Paridahya means burn. Burn what? Etat. This body. Burn this body. How? Samulam, with its roots. What is the root of this body? Causal body, the vasana. How? One now means in the fire. What is this fire? Fire of knowledge. Don't think that it is our literal fire. He is telling us, go and burn yourself. No. In the fire of knowledge. Sadatmani brahmani nirvikalpe. Sadatmani, eternal self. Brahmani nirvikalpe. Absolute Brahman. Tata swayam nitya suddha visuddha bodhananda atmana. Tata then swayam himself nitya pure visuddha bodhatmanan. Atman which is eternal knowledge and bliss. Tishtati remain. With Barishta, formally established in Brahman. With Barishta. So burning all this root and all in the fire of Brahman, the eternal absolute self, the truly wise remain alone established as pure, eternal, enlightened, blissful self. So samul upadhi, this upadhi, this gross body, uska mool kya hai, what is the root? It is the cause of vasana. Vasana is the causal body. Because of vasana, we are getting subtle body and gross body. Karan sarir. Causal body is the karan sarir. Why it is called karan sarir? Because it is karan of sthul and sukshma sarir. Tattvabodh. So with root, we have to destroy it. Same thought we get in our Bhagavad Gita also. Jnana agni sarva karmani bhasmasat kurte tatha. Like the jnana agni, they destroy all our karma. All our karma destroyed. So in the knowledge of Brahman, give up all identification. Don't burn body in fire. Burn identification. What is being said here? Burn identification with the body. How is the Brahman? Sadatmani Brahmani nirvikalpe. Brahman is nirvikalpa, free of thoughts. Any modification. So Brahman is without thoughts. Why Brahman is without thoughts? Because it has got no body, no subtle body, no mind, no intellect. Nirvikalpe. Tata swayam nitya bodh ananda atmana tishti vidvarishta. Destroy identification with upadhi. You will find that you are Brahman, you are nitya bodh ananda, and remain in that understanding. Remain there as there. Then he says, with varishtha means as a realized person. Is there any degree in the Atmakyan like BA, MA, PhD? No. There are no degrees in Atmakyan. But in the abidance there are degrees. In abidance there are degrees. In yoga basis there are 7 bhumikas given. 7 bhumikas. But in Atmagyan, there are no degrees. It is one and same. Okay. Gurudev says, having destroyed in the fire of knowledge, the entire body concept along with its very roots, vasanas. The man of perfection remains alone as the very self. He destroys his gross body identification. What we have to destroy? Not the gross body. We have to destroy the identification with the gross body. In the static and the inspiring experience of awakening to the spotless state of infinite reality, thereafter the best among the men of perfection, with Barishta, himself remains as the very essence of the self. He becomes one with the infinite, which is ever pure knowledge bliss. The knower of the self becomes the self. Brahmavit Brahmaiva Bhavati. We only have to know. The moment you know, knowing is becoming. Simple. Knowing is becoming. We are already Brahman, but we don't know. Therefore, the moment we come to know about this, knowing is becoming. So simple. From the peaks of the pure bliss, he is no more aware of his physical body, and if at all the body comes to his cognition, he has nothing but a sense of revulsion toward it, as one would naturally have toward the disgorged thing. Next.
Prarabdha sutra grathitam shariram.
Prarabdha sutra grathitam shariram.
Prayatu vatishthatu gorivasraka. Prayatu vatishthatu gorivasraka. Natat punapashati tattvaveta. Natat punapashati tattvaveta. Anandatmani brahmani lina vrittihi. Anandatmani brahmani lina vrittihi. Prarabdha sutra gratitam shariram. Prayatu vatishthatu gorivasraka. Natat punapashati tattvaveta. Anandatmani brahmani lina vrittihi.
Prarabdha sutra gratitam shariram. Prarabdha sutra. Suta jante na, suta thread. How this cloth is made? Because of the threads are woven. So this body is said prarabdha sutra. How this body has come into existence? Because of the prarabdha. Prarabdha sutra. Prayatu va tishtatu gori visrakka. Prayatu, whether it goes, or tishtatu, whether it remains. It is like a gori visrakka, like a garland. Sakram is the garland. Garland in the neck of cow. Gorib sakra. Na tata puna pasyati tattaveta. Tattaveta, knower of the truth. Then after that, he never sees it again. Sarir aur nahi dekhte hain. Anand atmani brahmani leen vritti. And he is reveling in that anand. All vrittis are in the anand only, in the brahman only. So the body is woven from the fiber of the prarabdha, and the knower of the truth is not concerned whether it drops up or remains as the garland around the cow's neck, for his thoughts are repose in Brahman, the quintessence of bliss. Quintessence of bliss. So why we get this body? Prarabdha. What is prarabdha? We do lot of actions, and fruit of actions will come after a lapse of time. Fruit of action never comes before action. It always comes after action. Maybe 1 second, or maybe 100 lives after, or 1,000 lives after. We don't know. So whatever actions we have done in the past, when we got this body, that means some sanchit karma has fructified. Pak gaya phal. And for that experience of good and bad action, we get this body. Therefore, we get sukh and dukh. So, prarabdha sutra grahitam shariram. Kabir says, chadariya re jhini, nau das maas bunan ke lage. This chadariya, this body is like a chadar, like a seat. Like a seat, bed seat or other chadar which you put around. Murkh maili kini, we are all fools, we have all made it dirty. How we made it dirty? Because we all increase the capital of vasanas. Adat pad gayi hai na to increase our investment. We think we increase our bank balance, it is good. We increase our portfolio. But we don't know that, murk, you are increasing your vasana. That is not good. We are supposed to remove it in this human birth. But we are increasing. Murakh maili kini. Dhruva prahelad sudama sukhdev. Dhruva prahelad sudama sukhdev. They try to remove this vasana. They understood that in human birth I have to do this thing. Murkh log bhed nahi jane. Din din maili kini. Murkh log, those who don't know how to act in the world, they made it dirty, dirty, dirty again and again. So, sarir is like a chadar, and prarabdhis are the threads by which this body is woven. Prayatu va tishtatu gorim srik. attitude of the wise is toward the body is how much is like? It is just like a garland in the neck of cow. In Gopashtami day, in India, people worship cow. तो उसको एक माला पहना देते हैं, पूजा करते हैं, they give him food also. Then after that, the cow will eat food. It will go. She doesn't like that garland. Either that, they fall anywhere. Doesn't matter. She is not concerned at all. Gauri. Similarly, the jnani, he thinks it is just like a garland. This body is just like a garland in the neck of cow. Whether it falls here or there, it does not matter to him. Does not matter to him. In Tattva Bodh, we have seen Tanu Tejetu Va Kasyam Va Swa Pachasya Grihe Athva. The wise man thinks whether it is going to the Kasi. It is considered if you die in Kasi, if you die in Kasi, it is said you are mukta, liberated. Therefore, you will find all people, they flock in Kasi. There is a belief that Shankar Bhagwan will come and give a Tarak Mantra. What is that Tarak Mantra? At the time of death, he will say, Ram.
That's Ram Ram.
The last thought will be Ram. And in Bhagavad Gita also, we are studying in chapter 7, Antakale, whatever vritti is there, you will go there. So Shankar Bhagwan will come, Vishwanath ji will come and tell you Ram. So your last vritti is Ram. So you go to Bhagwan's place. So a wise man, he is not concerned that I have to go to Kasi. Even if this body falls in the dog eater's house, chandal ke ghar mein bhi gir jaye, doesn't matter. He is already decided, identified with the body. Ab kya hai? कुछ नहीं न तथा पुनः पश्चिम तत्वेता आनंद आत्मनि ब्रह्मनि लीन वृत्ति एंड हिज थॉट्स आर इन ब्रह्मन ही इज नॉट कंसर्न विद द बॉडी ही तत्वेता वेयर इज हिज माइंड यस ब्रह्मनि रमते चित्तम नंदति नंदति नंदित्येव भज गोविंदम वेयर इज माइंड हिज माइंड इज ऑलवेज इन ब्रह्मन ही इज ऑलवेज रेवलिंग देयर ऑलवेज इन आनंद ऑलवेज इन आनंद
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om